Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Ann Cochran, the health navigator and public information officer from the Dallas County Health Department. First of all, Ann, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
So we have you in here again because we want to get the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic. So first of all, start by talking about the latest on how Dallas County Health Department is handling the COVID-19 spread here in this county.
We continue, as we have, to investigate infectious diseases, just as we do with anything TB or anything else. We have a nurse that screens people with over-the-phone questions, and then we collaborate with the healthcare provider that person has and or a hospital. We have no changes at all from what our process has been.
All right, so keeping with that, but one thing that I noticed that you may have instituted in the last week or so is the data dashboard, which I've found very helpful. So talk a little bit about that and what brought it about.
Thank you for mentioning that. That was actually an idea from our GIS staff member for Dallas County, Sarah Murphy. And she brought to our attention that she has the capability to have this type of format on the website for Dallas County. So it includes mapping. You can look things up according to a map, or you can just look at the words. There's a lot of different tables and graphs. It's very helpful, and it will be updated on a very regular basis. In fact, I just forwarded some additional information to her by email just now.
Absolutely. One of the aspects of it that I really like is that it shows that while, yes, there have been 35 cases as of now in Dallas County of COVID-19, the vast majority of those have already recovered, and that statistic is included in there, correct?
Right. We had waited quite a while for the Iowa Department of Public Health to begin reporting recovered cases. They have not yet done that, and we decided about a week ago that we were going to go ahead and give that information out to the public. A lot of people have been asking us that. It's a little misleading to just keep on reporting the aggregate number of cases that were ever here in Iowa without reassuring people by saying, but many of those have already recovered.
For sure. And another part of the Iowa Department of Public Health's coverage of this is that basically, I think around 60% of people have not required any hospitalization. So that's a good
sign
too.
Right. As we keep on saying, if you feel sick, if you think maybe you have the COVID-19 disease, just go ahead and stay home, stay away from others, and treat it as you would if you had any other similar virus or sickness. Plenty of fluids, lots of rest. If you have a fever, take something for that, such as acetaminophen. And if you feel as though you're getting sicker, the shortness of breath is starting, or anything like that, then please call your healthcare provider. Ask them what they want you to do. If they advise you to come to their clinic or a hospital, they'll meet you at the door, probably have you come in a separate entrance, and take a lot of precautions so that we mitigate the spread of the disease.
Absolutely. All good information there. Now, a growing trend over the last couple weeks really has been people sewing face masks and gowns now as well. So talk about people doing that at their own houses and trying to help the medical professionals out there in this small way.
That is such a wonderful thing. People are wanting to help. They're asking, what can I do? Is there anything I can do to help the cause? So sewing face masks is something that many people have the skill to do and have materials on hand. There are lots of different patterns out on the internet that you can follow. It's important for people to realize that these are not going to be the sole coverage that a healthcare provider is going to be using. They're more designed for other people to use. And certainly if someone is feeling that they should be covered because they have underlying health conditions, that would be fine. It's important to follow the instructions, so it needs to be two layers of cloth, and it's important to have it big enough to cover the whole mouth and nose area.
For sure. And then these masks in particular are good for what's become another initiative at the federal level that's encouraging people to wear masks in public. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's something that has been out there now, and particularly in very crowded communities, places with a very dense population, that's a good fit for what they're doing. Here in Iowa, and particularly in Dallas County, if you are self-isolating and only going out when you just really need to, you're probably not going to encounter that many people. Typically, here in our communities, we do not walk down a crowded sidewalk in order to get to the grocery store. We're in our own car, and our grocery stores are not that packed that we have to be face-to-face with others. Certainly, if you feel more comfortable, however, wearing a cloth mask, that's something that you can do. One of the cautions is to be aware of how you don and doff, or how you put it on and take it off again. If you are taking off a mask that you've been wearing in public, that mask might have germs on it, so it's important for you to wash your hands after you take the mask off.
All right, very important there. Now, kind of in that same vein as you were just talking about, what do you feel like the chances are that Iowa may eventually go into a shelter-in-place order like we've seen in other states?
At the 11 o'clock press conference that the governor held this morning, she repeated that for all practical purposes, most of the orders that are in place right now and the large additional orders that she made have more or less equaled what many states have who are officially shelter in place, because many of those states have the shelter in place, but they have all sorts of different exceptions. Some states even are still allowing church services, even though they have the shelter in place order.
All right. So essentially, like the governor said, we've already been sort of sheltering in place, correct?
Yeah, and I think many people are doing this, and the very important thing for us to understand is that the same as with any trend, any fashion, any whatever, the newest thing coming down the pike, it starts on the West Coast and the East Coast and gradually makes its way to the Midwest, and that's what's happening with this disease. The virus is very rampant right now on the east and west coasts of the United States, and it's making its way to Iowa. And so our peak is not here yet. And so it's important for people to realize we need to keep on with the isolation for a good couple more weeks so that we're beyond the stage where it's going to be so prevalent. And we can keep safer if we continue to stay away from others.
For sure. Well, Ann Cochran with Dallas County Health Department, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today about COVID-19?
Just continue to do the suggested behaviors of staying home, washing your hands frequently, try to avoid touching your face.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining me this week, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ann Cochran. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.